This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's official. We know now what the Inspector General of the FBI says about the conduct of James Comey, the fair-haired boy of the Washington swamp, for how long, right? How long has he been just a big deal? Oh, President treated him terrible, awful, fired him. Oh, well, guess what? He should have been fired. He should have been fired, according to the Inspector General himself. So that report is out. Also says those text exchanges you've heard so often about between Lisa Page and Strzok were, in fact, bad, but not biased. We'll stop him. Speaking of the president from becoming president, we'll stop him. How is that not biased? I totally don't understand that. Extensive report, but it seems like a little bit of swamp influence onto the thing at the very end. New tariffs announced today on China. The president, by the way, gave a... about 50 minutes worth of Q&A with the press, 30 of that was on Fox and Friends, walked out of the White House this morning and walked over to the perch where Steve Doocy was at. And holy buckets, unbelievable what has gone on there. So that's pretty interesting. White House gathering today with North Dakota farmers, and that meeting has now ended. Pardon me, Manny? Old Congressman Kramer's on the line. He's going to talk about this little meeting I was just talking about, as a matter of fact, where he had... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 different North Dakotan farmers, ag leaders at the White House to talk trade and tariff. That meeting is wrapped up, and Congressman Kramer is going to join us for a little recap right now. Hello, sir. How are you?
Hey, Scott. I'm well, thanks. I got a text that you guys wanted to talk maybe a little bit. I'm on the floor voting after this meeting. There's been a bit of a whirlwind, but there's an opportunity, so I thought I'd call in and give you a little update on the meeting. And
yeah, I appreciate it. We were trying to hook up to hear the press conference at the end, and I guess we couldn't hear it, so we just want a little bit of a recap. And by the way, the president, as I just mentioned, did something very unusual, walked out of the White House, does this 30-minute interview with Fox and Friends, and talks to the mob of the media out there. Friend, were you part of that whole circus, too?
Well, what's funny is that the whole circus, as you call it, is what delayed us from doing the very, very same thing and prevented us from doing it at all. It was interesting that we were going in. They told us, you either have to rush you in right now or you're going to have to wait because the president seems to be walking out to the what they call Pebble Beach. You know where that is. That's just outside the West Wing there and the North Lawn where the media hangs out. There's where they have what they call the sticks. Anyway, a lot of people, when they walk out of the West Wing to do news conferences, do them there, but never does the president. This was the first time he's ever done it. So anyway, all of that that activity diverted us slightly, but nonetheless, we got into the Roosevelt Room and had a very good meeting with the Secretary of Commerce, Wilbur Ross, who, as you know, Commerce is what oversees the U.S. Trade Representative's Office and trade issues for the United States for the president. At the same time, when we were in with Secretary Ross, the president and Ambassador Lighthizer were out talking about the 301 findings, which is that's the investigation that led to tariffs on China. That investigation, of course, focuses on China's theft of intellectual property and technology from United States companies, which they've been doing for decades with no recourse or any type of enforcement. So a lot of trade talk in the White House today, but I was just very proud of our North Dakota leaders, not surprising, of course. But the reason I lined up the meeting in the first place and the administration was so accommodating was I said, you know, you hear a lot from the lobbyists, you hear a lot from the directors of various organizations and whatnot, but rarely do you get to hear directly from farmers and ranchers on the ground as it relates to, well, anything, but especially as it relates to tariffs and trade, China, NAFTA. And so Secretary Ross was generous. I had a meeting with him yesterday with a number of members of Congress as well, and he does a good job of outlining the history of America's large trade surplus until in the 70s we agreed to trade concessions due to the Marshall Plan after World War II, and the trade concessions, of course, were designed to bolster other people's economies at the expense of ours. The problem with that is that basic philosophy and policy no longer works when everybody's got a surplus on us. And so, you know, to his point, we either had to start something now, or 10 years from now, it would be too late. A better time would have been to do it 10 or 15 years earlier, but no other president wanted to deal with it or had the intestinal fortitude to deal with it. So, you know, two basic points that he made is we have some very poor historic deals and we have some very bad actors that willfully violate the rules that do exist. And if we don't change incentives through some unilateral actions, then we're never going to change other people's behavior. And in response to that, I wanted the farmers to give their two cents worth. Kevin Skunis, who I think you know, Scott, and probably a lot of your listeners do, he's a corn and soybean farmer from Cass County, from the Arthur area, and happens to just currently be the president of the National Corn Growers, spoke, and he talked about, you know, during these difficult economic times and downturn in commodity prices, soybeans, you know, especially and corn, that the tariffs are bad policy, and they, you know, he doesn't support tariffs as a matter of policy. And I've been pretty consistent about the same thing. I prefer using enforcement mechanisms within existing rules. But anyway, he expressed that concern, particularly as I said during this downtime with trade, with commodity prices. You know, others that took different views. That you know, our friend Tom Campbell, who, as you know, is a potato farmer, among other things, but he talked a lot about the valuation of the dollar and the manipulation of currency. And when you talk about currency imbalance and how big the problem is, of course, nobody understands that better than Secretary Ross. And he then talked and addressed a lot of that. But yes, these are things that a lot of people don't see. When you have if you remove a tariff, a country that manipulates its currency like just about every other country does, particularly in Asia, you can wipe away any benefits from a reduced tariff in, you know, a single percentage point in terms of currency valuation. Kenny Grainer with U.S. Cattlemen's Beef Association is, who you know, I think, Scott. He and his wife Mary have a ranch south of Mandan down at Huff. Kenny really applauded the administration. He said, you know, my entire career in farming and ranching, I've lived with bad trade deals, including NAFTA, where we get discriminated against, where, you know, our products, you know, suffer. And he said, I'm ready to endure some short-term pain so that we can, for once and for all, get some long-term gain. And he was very complimentary. And I might say all of them were complimentary of the president's goals and of his efforts. We had some concerns about the strategy. So anyway, there were a number of others, Terry Wanzek, state senator, as well as a small grain farmer and other products. Then the Jamestown area was with us. Julie Ellington, another rancher, represents North Dakota Stockmen's Association. Just a lot of really good people. Chad Weckerly, you know, who not only farms a lot of products in North Dakota, but also has a trucking company that, you know, moves product across the border pretty regularly. And so the discrimination of North Dakota products and American products, particularly grain and Canada, is you know, very familiar to him.
I've been sharing some my analysis on this whole thing as a strategy on negotiation, and we just need some patience here. Not the sky is falling. I got a response from a listener. I want you to respond to for me. Here, go and roll that tone.
Sure. Yeah, I'll keep my powder dry and wait. And if this doesn't turn out, you better clean your basement out, because I'll be coming to live with you as grain goes to zero value. Thank you very much.
So what do you say to folks that are worried like that?
Well, I understand their concern, because I think it's further magnified by, you know, a downturn in prices already. I will say this, that there's when you look at the markets, some guys were talking about the prices today of some of the commodities. Soybeans is one of the more prominent ones. So I asked them, I said, well, how is it compared to a year ago when we weren't going through this? Well, as it turns out, it's pretty much the same. So actually, the trade talk and the tariff talk was created some anxiety and certainly momentary glitches in markets, because markets respond to emotional things and to geopolitical activity. At the end of the day, they tend to recalibrate themselves. So, but I completely agree with the caller that if it doesn't work out, and you know, that the short-term pain can't become long-term pain. The president, as you know, made a statement last week to members of Congress, and Secretary Ross reiterated it today, and that is that we're working very hard to come up with a very quick and good solution to NAFTA. If we can do that, I think people are willing to, you know, to hang in there for a while as it relates to China, because China is going to consume us if we don't stop their bad behavior.
I want to ask you about China real quick. I only have about 20 seconds left, but, you know, the president announced additional tariffs on China today on technology. Previously, he said China's going to take as much as we can grow, farmers, so go to it. Will this announcement today impact that previous announcement at all?
Well, you might recall that recently China agreed to increase their purchases of American agricultural products by 40%. Secretary Ross addressed that to the group. He said he hopes that remains in place. Some of it's contingent on other activities, obviously, but they're trying to keep that focus away from retaliating against other industries such as agriculture. So we don't know the conclusion yet, but certainly I think you can expect some retaliation from China.
Great readout on the meeting. Thanks so much for the time. We appreciate you joining us last minute.
I encourage you to get those guys on if you can. It'd be great.
We'll do. Yeah, I've actually got a few texts in already to a few of these guys, and we'll definitely have them on and get their readout for sure. Thanks. Congressman Kramer from D.C. after the big White House meeting with ag leaders.
Energy is one of the fastest growing energy sectors in North Dakota and has invested over $3 billion here. The growth of this low-cost resource in our energy mix helps keep electricity prices here among the lowest in the country. A 200-megawatt wind farm pays nearly $300,000 annually in property taxes. Those dollars flow to our communities for schools and emergency services. Wind energy. Low-cost, reliable, good for landowners and our communities. Supported all of the above energy policy for North Dakota. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions, ND for allenergy.org.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear.
Manny, I'll just tell you this on the air, since I wasn't able to chat with you off the air during the break. There's some names there for you that you can just try and grab. Those are some of the folks that Congressman Kramer was talking about that were at the event today. Chad Weckerly from Hertzfield, Julie Ellingson from St. Anthony, Barry Schulich. I always say mess up that name. Schulich, yeah, at Oaks. And Senator Terry Wanzek, Jamestown. Tom Campbell from Grafton. Kenny Grainer from Huff. Kevin Skunas from Arthur. And Levi Otis from Harwood. I put a few of those guys in there that I have the numbers. I think I have Julie's, too. I should give you that one, too. But you can just try and see if you can get them. Just we'll chat for a couple of minutes and find out more about the meeting at the White House today. If we don't get them today, we'll get tomorrow. Still want to get to Eugene Grainer as well from Harlan Invest to talk a little bit about his take on the impact of the specific Chinese tariffs that were added today. Again, we're watching this all very close on these trade deals. It's extraordinarily important to North Dakota's economy and livelihood for farmers and ranchers. So it is number one. It is just number one for us. Even tops the president's interview today, because that is the national story that everybody's gotten. This Inspector IG report and all that. We'd love your reaction to any of them at 258-0550. 800-228-0550 is the toll-free telephone number. Also talking about some events that are happening this weekend. Make sure you get to the parade in Valley City this weekend. That's going to be a dandy. Also, the North Dakota Livestock Alliance is doing breakfast on the farm in Mandan tomorrow. We're going to tell you about that before we're done on the program. And it's Father's Day weekend. So we want your stories about your dad. Mike in Tioga wins the story last hour on the Free My Pillow. So, Mike, you got that. But I have another one this hour. So tell me a story about your dad. Tell me a story about your dad, okay? Do that, please. CJ's here before we get back to the business at hand here on the program and covering all the events that are happening. A lot going on from DAC Diesel. And if you need a diesel repair job, you need DAC Diesel. CJ, tell us why folks love coming to you. Why do your customers come back again and again?
The main reason is because we have a very, very, very low comeback rate as far as something not being fixed right the first time. You know, every once in a while it does happen because, I hate to say it, we're still human. And, what happened in the Garden of, now my mind went blank, with Adam and Eve. You know, eating the apple, you know, there's still originals in there. So, you know, it's one of these things. Humans aren't perfect, but we try to be about as perfect as possible. So we usually have only about, I'd say, 1 in 99 projects actually come back because there was a mistake done or whatever, you know. So, like I said, we're still human, but it's 99% of the time fixed right the first time. And that's why people just keep coming back to us. You know, we picked up Southwest Ag here, I'd say probably about a month and a half ago or something, did a big project for them. They loved it so much that they're now on their third truck here just because, you know, they said it's one of these things, we don't have to call you again after it leaves here. So, you know, that's a very good thing, not only for us, but also for the customers. So,
DACDiesel.com, or how many people say, you know what, you need service, call my cell phone. 701-210-0888, rather. 701-210-0888. 38 at DACDiesel.com. Give CJ a call. Thank you, sir.
Yep. Thanks, Scott. Have a great weekend.
You as well. Good to talk to you. Rick in Minot wants to talk a little bit about Father's Day. Hey, Rick, what's on your mind?
Hey, everybody, happy Father's Day. Just a real quick story. My father passed away when I was in high school back in 83. And we had 10 kids in our family, and he loved every one of them, obviously. But the most important thing was that the love never died with him. It was carried on through my mom's courage and going forward and taking care of us, and she kept that alive throughout these 20, 30, 40 years that have gone by since then. And now we have it in us. As I'm sitting here driving in the car with my two youngest, I just thank God for the love my father gave us, and it was just continued on. Even though he wasn't here, he's still here. But happy Father's Day to all those who lost their fathers in years past, and just don't let them go. You keep them in them and instill all the love that you gained from him and got from him and put it forward.
It's hard to do, but you're exactly right, Rick. You couldn't be more right. It's great advice. I mean, I remember I told a story about my mom. My dad passed away July 7, 2009, so we hadn't been gone all that long. But my mom, more recently, in the last couple of years here, and somebody called after my mom died, And she had all, you know, not Alzheimer's, but dementia really bad. And she's not your mom, really. I mean, she's your mom, but she's not, you know, not a lot of the things you love about your mom and everything else are gone after all those years of dementia. And somebody said, hey, you got your mom back. You know, she died, but now you've got mom as you remember her back, because I think doing exactly what you suggested makes a big difference. So.
You bet. Well, happy Father's Day to you, Scott.
Thank you, Rick. I appreciate that very much. I'm blessed with three great kids, and one just got out of college and gainfully employed and got a home already, for crying out loud, and another one about to enter a sophomore year at college, and one in a sophomore trying to learn how to drive.
Oh, man. I got three, too, ages from 29 down to 5, so quite the spread.
Yeah, it's fun. It really is. You know, it's funny. Our son, like I said, just bought a house. So we have some guests coming from Norway this summer for a big family reunion. So my wife is getting the, rooms downstairs ready for guests. And we cleared out my son's room. And he's got, just all kinds of unbelievable memories. You know, baseballs my dad had given him to, you name it, bobbleheads and things I gave him when he was 4, 5, and 6. And just this is like little mini museum, Fighting Sioux jerseys and pictures and things signed, of hockey players. And it's just, we're taking all the pictures down. I'm like telling my wife, I'm a mess. I hate this. I hate this. I just don't want those memories to go, but we still have them, as you've said. Well, so appreciate the call, Rick. Thanks so much. And other Father's Day stories, welcome. Get to the end of the hour and we'll, dole out another, prize from MyPillow for one lucky winner on the program today, okay? 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. Terry Wanzik, farms out near Jamestown with his family there, is on the phone to talk for a couple of minutes here about the visit today to the White House. We're just chatting with Kevin Cramer about it. Terry, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad, Scott. How are you?
Good. What was your big takeaway from the meeting today?
Well, I think, I think we were able to impress upon him the importance of trade and how it, affects each of our farms individually. Shared, personal information about how it impacts us. But I think I came away feeling more comfortable about the strategy that the administration is working on. And they definitely have an end game in sight. And I do believe they understand the importance of trade and are fighting to get us a better deal. I think as you learn more about the details, you learn that things haven't always been that fair for us. And, other administrations, in the interest of not disrupting the trade situation, maybe ignored some of that.
Hold that thought. I want to pick up on that if we can. I'm sorry we're up against the break. If you just hang tight, Terry, we'll talk more. Senator Terry Wanzik from Jamestown with us.
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, it's Scott Hannon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota, the Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's on Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night's stay. A great price. Just use the promo code Best of the West, and we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the Best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As expected, President Trump has announced steep tariffs on Chinese goods, saying the U.S. will impose a 25% tariff on $50 billion worth of Chinese exports.
So last year, $375 billion in trade deficit. We had a with China. We had overall over $800 billion over a period of years. Each year, close to $800 billion in losses on trade. Not going to happen anymore. It's not going to happen. can't happen.
China now announcing it's going to impose similar tariffs on American goods from planes to soybeans. The Taliban leader in Pakistan is dead, according to Afghan officials, who say Mullah Fazlullah was killed by a U.S.-Afghan airstrike near the Pakistani border yesterday. He's been one of Pakistan's most wanted terrorists. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop. I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
Wayne Island Root for Bullet Blocker. I love these guys. Sometimes you find a product and you go, wow, why didn't I think of that? Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a successful Made in the USA company that offers bullet-resistant products for your most precious asset, your children. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, briefcase, and more. Bullet Blocker gives your kids the gift of life. Stylish clothing that protects like police body armor. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10%. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, and a busy day, a lot of news. The president's response to the inspector, IG news, will dominate most of the national coverage today. But as far as North Dakota, I'd say the big story is a meeting at the White House that Congressman Kevin Cramer hosted with the Secretary of Commerce, Wilbur Ross, the Deputy Ag Secretary, Stephen Sensky, and a number of about a dozen or so farmers, I think, or I haven't counted, I guess, but 8, 10 North Dakota farmers. One of them on the phone right now, Senator Terry Wamsick, farmer, rancher, a businessman, member of the North Dakota State Senate from the 29th District, which is Jamestown since 2007. So before the break, you said two things. One, you said you feel a little more comfortable now that you got inside the strategy. Obviously, they can't show their cards to everybody. Otherwise, how do you negotiate? But what in what you heard gives you the most comfort as to their strategy?
Well, you know, the recognition that they absolutely agree with us on the fact that trade is important to our farmers and that it's a must, that we need to have trade. And I truly believe that they basically stated us they have no intention of blowing up the trade situation, but they are feeling that their, you know, our position in trade, the imbalance that is there beyond just agriculture is you know, is basically in a position of unfairness. And there's a lot of issues that are attached to, like, intellectual property issues that are being abused by some of our trading partners, and the fact that they're not always following the current trading rules and tariffs. That situation, you know, that they feel needs to be fixed. You know, they talked about how after World War II, maybe some of that made sense because we were trying to build up Europe again and the Japanese or Japan, and some of those things made sense, but they've never really been addressed over time, and there's kind of an imbalance, they feel, an unfairness. For instance, automobiles, you know, our automobiles have a 10% tariff on them, and we have like a 2% tariff. To eliminate the tariffs would probably be the fairest situation, but I do feel comfort in the sense that they recognize the importance, and we try to impress that upon them, of trade to our farmers, and that what they're honestly trying to do, if we hang in there with them, is get us a better deal and make sure that we're treated fairly in the final outcome. And if you think of President Trump, I mean, the businessman that he is, he understands that you can't blow up and destroy your relationship with your customers. Ultimately, in the end, I believe that if we work with him, we're gonna have a better deal.
Last question I want to ask you, we'll let you go, Terry, is, you know, the president recently announced, or the trade secretary, I guess, did, that, you know, 40%. the increase in the amount of ag products bought by China would be about 40%. Today, the trade tariffs were announced on technology on China. I wonder if you're worried about any retaliation in that regard. Did that come up at all?
No, I can't say that it did.
And then,
go ahead.
I'm sorry, I'm going to lie. I'm going to ask you two questions before I let you go. Here's the last one.
Okay.
You know, a trade deal's announced very often, and everybody's happy, and yep, we got it, we got what we want, they got what they want, whatever. But then the devil in the details, you know, a little provision here and a little thing here, and all of a sudden they're not buying as much as they're supposed to there, and then, you know, the enforcement action becomes a big deal, and then WTO. Am I right to say that agriculture gets the short end of that stick way more often than any other product that often bears the brunt of that little game?
Well, it sure seems like it. It seems like when you get into that, into those details, that agriculture a lot of times seems to be the one that suffers. And in the current situation, you know, agriculture is the one that appears to be paying a price for this. You know, that out of the $500 billion of trade with China, what is it? I think 140. Or was it 20 billion is agricultural trade. So, and we did remind the secretary that, you know, yes, there's a trade imbalance, but agriculture is the one industry where we have a positive trade surplus. And let's not forget that, or let's not lose that, you know, you know what I'm saying? Let's not blow that up and
absolutely,
end up with
yeah.
negative. Agriculture, it's the one area where we've always had a positive trade.
Well, we'll let you get back to your meeting with the rest of the gang there, recapping today, but appreciate the time very much, Jerry. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. I'll get back to my sandwich here. We're just having a bite to eat here before we head for home.
All right, we'll let you do that. Talk to you soon.
Okay.
Take care.
Thank you, Scott. Yep.
You bet. Terry Wanzek, great public servant, does a great job in the legislature, farmer out near just west of Jamestown there. Okay, let's see. It's Father's Day, don't forget, this weekend, and we've been asking for your Father's Day stories. I just saw a tweet from Pucklet Chevrolet, a great one. What did Dad pass on to you? What did Dad pass on to you? You know what Dad passed on to me? My voice. Yeah, he was the radio guy. I was born, you know, into a radio family when I was the first child, and my mom and dad were in the radio business. So, you know, how about that? And sort of have to have a voice that works on the radio, so I got that from my dad. So he passed it on. But that's a good question. It makes you think a little bit. Here's a text from a listener. The most beautiful man that was in my life was my dad. We didn't see eye to eye in what would become the last year of his life, what would become his last week of his life. He called and begged to forgive each other. I put it off as I'll talk to him later. It was on an answering machine. I thought I would go see him the next week. We'd try to make amends and go back to life. Well, that man passed. That man passed away that very week. I was going to see him. My heart's been heavy ever since. I miss him over something so petty. Please, those of you out there that have issues with a dad, hug each other. Love like tomorrow may be too late. How's that for some really good advice. Really good advice. Another about a grandfather in a minute from a listener waiting on line one. But first, another guest today on the program, Eugene Grainer, Heartland Investors. I asked Eugene to join us today to talk a little bit about this new dynamic in the whole trade battle, and that's the tariffs on China and electronic products, especially since a lot of us were excited when we saw that China was saying, hey, increase 40% what they buy, and President Trump said, basically, farmers, as much as you can grow, they're going to buy. So my big question for you, Eugene, is does the announcement this morning change anything?
Good morning. Thanks for having me on. How many minutes do I have till break? I need to know that first.
How far
to break?
4 minutes.
4 minutes, okay. Today is a great day that we're going to start changing things. For any listener out there right now at this moment that thinks this whole decline in the corn and soybean and wheat market over the last 3 weeks has been solely about a tariff trade war, you are mentally weak. Here's why. In the last 3 weeks, we have found out that not only do we have a corn and bean crop that is now planted ahead of the five-year average on time, which early crops mean big crops, we have a crop rating that is the highest in the last decade, which if, that's the big word, if weather stays like this through July on a national average, we're going to have bin-busting crops of corn and beans. And what we need for that bin-busting crop of corn and beans is more buyers. And what we've been having from the Chinese is buying less beans every year, favoring Brazilian beans with our extra $400 billion in trade deficit to them. They're favoring other countries for their eggs. They haven't been buying wheat. They haven't been buying corn. What they buy is less than what most third world countries are doing. So the ag trade is doing exactly what it did last year, which Kevin Cramer was right earlier when he said nobody complained last year when soybeans went from $10.80 in the spring down to $9 in the summertime when we were living with the Obama-era tariffs on U.S. soybeans right now of 13% plus with origination, it's up to 16%. Nobody complained last year. And now here we are with this year facing the prospect of a bin-busting national corn and bean crop. And what we need is to change the way the game is. The running laughing stock of the world out there is, for the grain buyers, is that the U.S. Grain trade is the trade of last resort. It's where we go to when everybody else doesn't have it. We're the grain storage of the world. We're the Joseph of the Bible. We have the grain. But nobody wants to come to us first. And here we have the largest buyer of grain in the world who's been poo-hooing their attitude towards buying our grain. They avoid our corn and wheat. They basically have been avoiding our beans now for a decade, favoring the infrastructure they're building in Brazil for whatever reason, yet they take our money plus $400 billion. So what we need is what's happening right now. Ironically, with what's happening right now, the worst of the grain trade of this decline, you could probably say of this decline, a dollar of it is tied to the growing grain better conditions that we're seeing versus a month ago, and 30 cents of it is probably the hysteria. But as of today, grain prices are no worse than they were a year ago when we did the exact same thing. Went from a winter concern to the reality of summertime. Oh, it's looking pretty good. To a little hiccup in July, and, well, I guess the crop's great. And we ended up growing a big corn crop and above trend line bean crop. So what is different than last year is the hope of more buying coming from the biggest buyer in the world, and that's China. Oh, and by the way, to prove my point that I'm right about that the grain drop is more about the conditions of the grain growing in the United States than the concern of tariffs, then why is Brazilian soybeans within 6 cents of a bushel of U.S. beans right now? Why is Canadian canola prices, why did they collapse for the last several weeks alongside of us? They're a different country. They should be high priced, right? Brazilian beans, they should be high priced, right? They're not. They're the same price we are because the world price is arbitrating together, going up and down with the supply and the demand equation. Whether China's going to buy from U.S. or Brazil, that's what we're arguing about as far as our price is concerned. But you cannot ignore the fact of life. Brazilian, I said to you when I was on this show weeks ago in April, I said if the trade war ever comes to be with the tariffs, I said, I promise you, back then, I said, I promise you, if the price of beans drop a dollar, I said, then Brazilian beans will be a dollar lower. Well, my promise has been kept. Check. I even show my clients in our newsletter yesterday in the video. I showed Brazilian bean prices were actually cheaper than U.S. prices on Tuesday. Now, well, yesterday and today, we have slipped lower than Brazilian prices, but it's more, no more than a couple pennies a bushel. So it's not President Trump driving the price of grain down. It's the growing supplies of grain in the world now from where we were back when Argentina had their drought that tightened up the balance sheets. Brazil grew a big crop, which kept us from, you know, really panicking out. Now they're looking to the U.S., Northern Hemisphere. What do we got going up here? You got, oh, and by the way, on Wednesday it came out, and this affected the markets, Informa, one of the big grain advisors on crop production, said on June 29th they expect the USDA to increase the corn acreage by 800,000 acres and increase the bean acres by over 500,000 acres. So let's add more acres to the equation.
Exactly.
Plant it early.
I mean,
massive production. We need more buyers. And a trade war is what it's going to take because the same old doesn't do it.
Yeah, good point. Just get out there and find more buyers. And that's exactly what they're doing. Can we not call them mentally weak for being concerned about this? How about needlessly worrying? Let's soften it up a little bit.
Okay. Needlessly worrying, but I still think it's mentally weak if you don't acknowledge what happened last year or what happens every year.
Eugene Grainer, nobody better. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Hey, it's Scott Hinnon here from What's on Your Mind with a little advice. Buy this book. The book I'm holding in my hand, Open Secrets of Success, the Gary Thorson Story. Here's what folks are saying about it. Rudy, from the famous movie Rudy, says this is a phenomenal story of Gary Thorson's incredible accomplishment. Starting with nothing, he built over 400 hotels by himself, no partners, more than any single individual worldwide. What an inspiration to young people across the country. Jenny says, being part of the ESOP, I received a free retirement account. All I had to do was work hard, be part of a team and company I loved. Incredible stories here, folks. Open Secrets of Success is the good, the bad, the bumps, the whole works on how Gary Tharaldson took his lessons of life from Daisy, North Dakota, school teacher in Leonard, on to do some incredible things. His first hotel, Valley City, North Dakota. He goes on to be the biggest hotel developer in the country. Read the book. You'll love it. Open Secrets of Success. Get it online wherever books are sold. The Gary Tharaldson story. You'll love it.
So maybe we didn't get a big flood this year. That doesn't mean you don't have water seeping in through those cracks. At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution for every basement problem. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, we can help assist you. Your home is your greatest asset. Let Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North help you preserve and protect it. To see how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Hello, I'm Jim at ndflagpoleguy.com. I encourage you to demonstrate your allegiance to America by displaying the American colors. Enemies, foreign and domestic, do not rest, and neither will Old Glory, as it flies freely at your home and business. Freedom, as displayed in our Constitution and sacrificed by our fallen, continually are under assault. Fight back. Install a flagpole. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at ndflagpoleguy.com. And thank you.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you are but a dream, I hope I never waken. It's more than I could bear.
Back on What's On Your Mind, Frank Friday. Frankly, we don't have enough time. We could have about 4 hours and I'd get everything in today. Pretty amazing what has happened, including the President of the United States and his take on the Inspector IG report that came out yesterday after 50 minutes of interviews on the White House lawn today, like
well,
this.
If you look at what happened, and don't forget all of these people like Strzok, what he did was criminal. Strzok and so many others, McCabe is
you
now
mean
up.
The bias, the animus?
Well, they all worked for Comey, and Comey knew everything that was going on. You think McCabe didn't tell him everything? McCabe told him everything, and McCabe is up for criminal right now.
And now he's suing the Department of Justice.
And he's now suing, and it's a total mess. They're all going against each other. No, I think Comey was the ringleader of this whole, you know, den of thieves. It was a den of thieves.
A den of thieves. The President of the United States on that Inspector IG report last night. Father's Day weekend, a lot going on. I'm going to tell you about another big event that's happening. Breakfast on the Farm in Mandan tomorrow, which is pretty cool. But first, one more story about a father, a grandfather. Fred and Wynn, tell me yours.
Well, I tell you, you got to believe this actually happened this morning. I was out going through some of my parts in my garage. I needed to get some parts for the sprayer, and I ran across a gravestone marker for my grandfather. You know, you have those old markers that the funeral homes used to put out, and then when we put a stone on his grave, then you got to keep that marker. Well, I come across that. I got that. 1891, he was born in the old country in Austria, was chased out of farming by the communists, came over here and started farming in North Dakota. And what a legacy, things that didn't seem important then are so important to us when we look back on it in history. Some of the things that you do in your own life, a person has to remember that some of these things in these things that we get involved in and the things that we do, how much they're going to mean to our children, how much they're going to mean to our grandchildren. And just thinking back on his life, the grave marker that I happened to find this morning, I haven't seen it for a long time. It's a good thing for Father's Day to find something like that. It said 1891 to 1975, and I remember that day real well when my grandfather passed away.
And you find it on Father's Day. That's pretty phenomenal. Fred, great story. Thanks a million for sharing. Appreciate you very much. I love all the stories this morning. They keep coming in. Here's another texter. Advice from my dad was, if you need a second job, your first job isn't good enough. Oh, man. And more breaking news today. The judge is sending Paul Manafort to jail in the pending trial. This is, of course, been a back and forth on whether or not he was trying to witness tamper or whatever. So that anything they can do. Like the Trump Foundation in New York to distract from the IG report on how horrible Comey is. They're doing it. It's pretty amazing. Hey, I want to tell you about the North Dakota Livestock Alliance joining Midwest Dairy in a celebration of the Northern Lights Dairy's Breakfast on the Farm tomorrow, Saturday from 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. This is a really neat idea. The executive director of the North Dakota Livestock Alliance is here to tell us a little bit about it, Amber Bachance. How are you doing, Amber?
Fantastic, Scott. Thanks so much for having me on.
Absolutely. I wish we had more time to talk about this today, but I just want folks to know what's happening between 7 and 11. Tell us a little bit about what will happen tomorrow.
Sure. This event is absolutely fantastic, and it's entirely free to the public. There's going to be guided farm tours, and there's going to be lots of fun games for the kids and hay rides, and there's going to be a petting zoo. There's also going to be several vendors out there, including equipment demos. So the Hollies really put a lot of work, a lot of effort into this event to celebrate their industry that they are so passionate about. This is actually a fourth-generation dairy. So please do come out and join us in celebration of North Dakota's dairy industry. This family is fantastic, and the barn is beautiful. So it might rain a little, but we'll be okay.
Don't let that dissuade you, for crying out loud. I mean, petting zoo. They're feeding you well. I mean, the ice cream, the milk, the yogurt, sausage, pizza, donuts, Bear Scat Donuts, Land O'Lakes, Cloverdale, all providing things. So, and what an operation to see, because this is, unfortunately, there's not more of these in North Dakota, but this one's a pretty good-sized operation, right?
It is, yeah. They actually, what's really cool about, many cool things about Northern Lights, but they're a 600-cow dairy, so they're milking 600 cows, but they actually have a rotary parlor. So the cows actually step onto a rotating platform instead of walking into a stationary milking parlor. So it really is something to see. And they use a couple of different technologies, including what's called parasitic wasps, which they are super tiny. They look more like a gnat. Humans don't even know they're there. But they're a unique technology that'll actually burrow into the fly larva, preventing the fly from ever coming into an adult. So it is actually complete fly prevention. It's brilliant.
Wow, is that neat. Why are there not more dairy farms in North Dakota?
Well, we are working on that, and, it's just, I wish I could say 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 reasons that there aren't more dairies in North Dakota, but, there's a lot of passion out there, and the North Dakota Livestock Alliance is very dedicated to our state's producers and want to make sure that we figure out a way to get some more dairies into the state, because dairy has an incredible value to our economy and to rural revitalization, keeping our smaller town schools and smaller communities going. So well, we are definitely working together to get that going.
Okay, folks, 7 to 11 a.m. tomorrow. Take it in. You can't beat this. Breakfast on the farm costs you absolutely nothing, and you get a great opportunity. It's perfect for the kids to go out there and see that whole operation. So what a very neat idea. Take it in. 2165 54th Street, Mandan. That's the fourth breakfast on the farm, so should be great. But that dairy heritage there. Thank you, Amber. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
God bless you, folks. See you Monday.
Hi, I'm Mark Wagner from India Estate Services, and I have been blown away by your response from my ads. So I have a brand new offer for the next 10 callers, and we'll make sure you keep your family farm land in the family, protected against the in-laws, outlaws, and nursing homes, and keeping your assets preserved against probate court and public record. I help families in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota protect, preserve, and pass on your estate, making a difficult transition easy. When that time comes, we'll make sure that we leave your assets to your loved ones on your terms and that you don't leave behind family fighting and hurt feelings. I have a special discount if you're one of my next 10 callers from this ad. Call or text me. That's Mark at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.